Yes, I'm going to get this one out of the way right now. Are you a new dad yet?
No, not yet. Just, yeah, soon, I hope. So, yeah, Hallie's due on Wednesday. So we'll, yeah, crossing our fingers that it's Wednesday. Very excited.
Also wanted to, absolutely, exciting time. Also wanted to ask you, just in terms of that fake field goal on Saturday, how exciting was that? And do you feel like you may have scored had that block been set up just a tad bit faster?
Yeah, no, it was a lot of fun. We've had that one dialed up for a little bit now. So, no, it was good to go out and, you know, play my role on the team and get the first down. And, yeah, you know, humbly, I think I would have maybe got to the end zone, but we'll see. Maybe in the future we'll run it again and we'll see what happens.
Next question from Jay Drew.
I was going to ask about the fake field goal, too. How many times do you think you guys have repped that? You said you've had it kind of in your back pocket for a while. Like, take us through kind of the preparation that goes in to pull that off.
Yeah, every practice we've sort of just ran it. You know, each field goal period, we always run it once or twice just to make sure it's, you know, up to scratch for when we do eventually run it in a game. And just on the weekend, it was the perfect look for what we're sort of after for that particular fag. And so, yeah, we just went out and gave it a crack and executed it. So it was good.
Next question from Brandon Gurney.
Yes, Sam, I wanted to ask you about your ability to get the ball to check up and pin a defense deep. How much work does that take? Well, what's the key in doing that? And maybe how does your past experience with Australian rules football help in that regard?
Yeah, it's a good question. Just lots of reps, obviously. I know it's, you know, a very cliche answer, but lots of reps. Just understanding that the rotation and the trajectory of the ball and what it does for the bounce, obviously with, you know, a little bit more spin and more height, it's more likely to check up and bounce favorably for us. So that's kind of what goes into it. And then obviously with the background with the Australian rules football, just understanding where on the ball to hit to have more of a chance for it to bounce backwards and not skip forward into the end zone. I pride myself on, and well, I hate hitting touchbacks, so I pride myself on just really making sure that we can keep that ball in, and it sets up our defense with favorable position to get the ball back for our offense eventually.
Next question from Kyle Ireland.
Sam, each of the last two games you've seen Will miss a couple of field goals now. What's Will's mindset like? He earlier this season talked about how he's able to really lock in on picks one kick at a time. What have you seen from him that allows him to have that mindset, especially now that he's missed a couple of kicks?
Yeah, nothing different. It's the same as if he had have made them. So that's what makes Will really special, is that he's pretty even keeled and unfathomable, I guess. So yeah, nothing sort of changed in terms of the mental process. It's just, you know, the old one of one, and just going out and trusting in your abilities. And Will knows that he's, you know, one of the best kickers in the country, so it's just about going out and believing in that and executing when your name's called. So,
next question from Sean Walker.
Sam, I've been wanting to ask you a little about your background in Aussie rules football for quite some time, because it's not a sport that's super well known here in the States. I mean, the little bit that I know about is it seems kind of like rugby on a cricket ground in some ways. So can you just give sort of a little bit of a brief primer into Aussie rules football? And like, it feels like we're seeing a lot of both Aussies and Kiwis that are coming over to college football that have kind of that background, especially as punters and kickers. So is there kind of something there that sort of helps translate really well to college football?
Yeah, the two biggest things that probably translate over to the American game is the operation time. So just having the ability to get the ball hand to foot really fast if I have to is probably something that I've taken from Australian rules football. And then obviously in the game of Australian rules football, you're moving it by foot. So unlike soccer where you move it by foot on the ground, it's catch, kick, kind of like that Aussie rule stuff that I've sort of been displaying a little bit in games is very similar to Australian football. It's almost identical, just a little bit different, where in Australian rules football, you're really focusing on accuracy, whereas with punting, obviously, there's a bit more of an emphasis on power and distance and things like that. So just changing a few little fundamentals to create more of that while also trying to be as accurate as possible So yeah, that's probably the game itself's a lot more intricate than that. It's very continuous, high octane and violent, I would say, but the fundamental aspect of punting and kicking is kind of the same in both sports.
Next question from Mitch Harper.
Sam, I'm curious, you know, second season here at BYU, just what have been your thoughts on just the BYU experience so far when you transferred from Pitt? Has it been everything you hoped for? Just your thoughts on just settling in and being BYU's starting punter and just living here in Provo?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, I've made no secret that I do love it here a lot. You know, it's a bit different from my background, obviously, culturally, you know, with the church and the faith and things like that. But I also, I think I've just really bought into it and allowed myself to be open-minded. And I think that it's allowed me to really enjoy the experience. And, you know, I love Kalani and Coach Pop and all the rest of the coaches and the boys. So I think it's allowed me to just enjoy punting and, you know, take it pretty cruisy. And it's allowed me to sort of go out and perform. And, yeah, I'm just excited to try and keep building and just do my part for the team for us to be successful.
And to follow up on that, when you were transferring to BYU, you brought up the church piece. Was that kind of like a area where you needed some like clarification? Like, what do I have to? What am I allowed to do? Just kind of tell us a little bit more about that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I didn't know anything. So I didn't know that there was an honor code. I didn't know anything about the church or anything, really, to be honest. In fact, I didn't even know what really BYU was. So yeah, I was. It also is kind of a blessing, though, in a way, because I was so, like, intrigued by it. And I think being a little bit older and having a bit more life experience, I was very open to, you know, experiencing a new culture and a new way of living. And, yeah, I love it. So it's been fantastic. I wouldn't change it for the world.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do we have any others for Sam?